Al-Bayan Radio presents the following lesson live from Masjid Al-Azhar, Bilmo.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Allahumma ya mu'allima Ibrahim 'allimna wa ya mufahhima Sulaiman fahhimna. Allahumma faqihna dinak waghfir lana warhamna wa tub 'alaina innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Amma ba'd, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May Allah bless everyone for coming, and thank you very much for your time. Inshallah, you benefit and learn with us, inshallah. Last week, we discussed a topic, giving thanks and gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal. Thanking Allah Azza wa Jal for the many blessings that He has blessed you with in your life. And we said that giving thanks or giving gratitude means to return kindness and give praise to the one who has done good and kind things by you, and the one who is most deserving of this gratitude and this praise is Allah Azza wa Jal. Why? Because everything in your life, that which is directly connected to you and that which is not connected to you directly, is from Allah Azza wa Jal. That which is in your worldly life and your spiritual life and in your hereafter is from Allah Azza wa Jal. So He is the most deserving for your thanks and your praise. And this, we said, is an order from Allah Azza wa Jal to give thanks to Him for the many blessings. As Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Quran, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرُكُمْ وَاشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. Therefore, remember me by praying and glorifying me, and I will remember you and be grateful to me for my countless favors upon you, and never be ungrateful to me. And we mentioned and we discussed some of the blessings that Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned in the Quran, such as the blessing of provision and the blessing of the wind and the blessing of the rain. All that is mentioned in the Quran, and Allah Azza wa Jal reminds us to give thanks for these blessings. And we mentioned and we stopped at a quote of Ibn al-Qayyim, in which he tells us how to give thanks to Allah Azza wa Jal, in which he says, "Ash-shukru yakunu bil-qalbi khudu'an wa istikanatan wa bil-lisani thana'an wa i'tirafan wa bil-jawarihi ta'atan wa inqiyada." Gratitude may be in the heart. How? Through submission and humility, and on the tongue, through praise and acknowledgement, and through your limbs, through your physical facilities, by means of obedience and submission. And we said, inshallah, today we'll go over those three: giving thanks in the heart, and giving thanks on the tongue, and giving thanks to Allah Azza wa Jal through your limbs. So to begin with, inshallah, giving gratitude, showing gratitude and giving thanks to Allah Azza wa Jal through the heart. And how do you do that, and what is meant by that? Gratitude of the heart means that the heart senses the value of the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal that He has bestowed upon His slave. And that you fully acknowledge that the one who has bestowed these blessings is Allah Azza wa Jal alone, with no partner or associate. As Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Quran, وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. And whatever of blessings and good things you have, it is from who? From Allah Azza wa Jal. This acknowledgement in the heart is not an acknowledgement that is recommended or beloved by Allah Azza wa Jal. Better yet, it's an acknowledgement which is obligatory. It's obligatory upon you as a Muslim to know that Allah Azza wa Jal is the one that gives you these blessings, and you attribute these blessings to no one except Allah Azza wa Jal. For the one who associates or shares this praise and this acknowledgement to other than Allah Azza wa Jal can lead him astray, wal-iyadhu billah, into disbelief. Some of the scholars, they said, what a man should do is attribute blessings to Allah Azza wa Jal and acknowledge them fully. Thus, he will attain complete tawheed. Whoever denies the blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal in his heart or on his tongue is a disbeliever. and has nothing to do with Islam. So this is a matter of tawheed, a matter of a severe matter. When you associate partners with Allah Azza wa Jal, sometimes it's not another person or another deity, maybe like another god. Sometimes you may associate yourself with Allah Azza wa Jal. How can that be? For example, Qarun, what did he say? إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. I attained what I have through my knowledge, through my strength. And how many people these days, unintentionally, or they say it, maybe they don't mean that, but they say it unintentionally, that what I have is through my strength, or what I have is through my power, or what I have is from me. I attained this. Allah Azza wa Jal is the one that gave you this, and you must acknowledge this fully, that Allah Azza wa Jal is the one that gave me my wealth and my health and my status and my life and my wife and my kids. Everything is from Allah Azza wa Jal. وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Allah Azza wa Jal says, describing the ones that deny attribution of the blessings to Allah Azza wa Jal as disbelievers, as is mentioned in the verse, يَعْرِفُونَ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ يُنْكِرُونَهَا وَأَكْثَرُهُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. They recognize the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, and they know that all the blessings around them is from Allah Azza wa Jal. However, they deny it, and most of them Allah Azza wa Jal describes them as what? As the disbelievers. Ibn Kathir radiallahu, may Allah have mercy upon him, he said that they acknowledge that Allah Azza wa Jal is the one who grants him that, and he is the one who bestows that favor upon them. Yet, despite that, they deny it and worship others alongside him and attribute a provision to someone other than Allah Azza wa Jal. And sadly, this is prevalent these days, where many of us know that Allah Azza wa Jal is the one that is providing and the one that is giving, but we do not acknowledge this fully to Allah Azza wa Jal. Sometimes, it's again, we mention it, it's not directly where you say, I worship another God which gives me wealth, health or status. No. But when you say, I'm the one that attained my wealth through my knowledge, I'm the one that attained my wealth through my strength or through my status, this is a form of acknowledgement to other than Allah Azza wa Jal. Secondly, the gratitude and giving praise to Allah Azza wa Jal through the tongue. How can this be? This is acknowledging Allah Azza wa Jal verbally. Believing in the heart is one, and two, saying and continuously keeping your tongue busy with the praise of Allah Azza wa Jal. Your morning adhkar, for example, your night adhkar, giving praise to Allah Azza wa Jal before you eat and after you eat, before you enter the bathroom and after you finish from the bathroom. All these remembrances is to give praise and thanks to Allah Azza wa Jal for these blessings. For these blessings. For example, giving the blessing of waking up from sleep. How many people die during their sleep? Allah Azza wa Jal is to be thanked for giving you another day to live and worship Him. And we are taught by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to give thanks to Allah Azza wa Jal once we wake up, for giving us another day to worship Him. And Allah Azza wa Jal tells the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Surah Al-Duha, وَوَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا فَأَغْنَى. And He found you, O Muhammad, poor, and He made you rich and self-sufficient. وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًا فَهَدَى. وَوَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا فَأَغْنَى. And He found you astray and he guided you, and he found you poor and He made you rich. And then Allah Azza wa Jal ends it how? وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. And proclaim the grace of your Lord. Remember Allah Azza wa Jal and thank Him for His many blessings. The Mufassirun, the people that done tafsir of the Quran, said the translation of this verse, as you were poor, O Muhammad, and in need, then Allah Azza wa Jal made you rich and independent of means. Then speak of the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal that He bestowed upon you. And it was narrated that Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu said, the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيَرْضَى عَنِ الْعَبْدِ أَنْ يَأْكُلَ الْأَكْلَةَ فَيَحْمَدُهُ عَلَيْهَا وَأَنْ يَشْرَبَ الشُّرْبَةَ فَيَحْمَدَهُ عَلَيْهَا. That Allah Azza wa Jal is pleased with the person who eats some food and then praises him for it, and drinks, or for the one who drinks some drink and praises him for it. So giving praise to Allah Azza wa Jal for the many blessings that He has given you. You buy a new garment, there is a dua for that, to thank Allah Azza wa Jal for this garment. You buy a new phone, for example, you have a dua for that specific, to thank Allah Azza wa Jal. You have given, you've been given a pay rise at work, for example. There's a praise for Allah Azza wa Jal for that. You enter the bathroom and you exit the bathroom, there's a praise for that. You eat food, there's a praise for that. Everything you do in your life, there is a praise for that. So we must continuously remember Allah Azza wa Jal in all of our affairs, thanking Him verbally. And finally, giving gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal through our physical attributes, our physical facilities, our limbs meaning. And this is done by using one's facilities in obedience to Allah Azza wa Jal. Using one's limbs, his hands and his legs and his eyes, his ears, his mouth and his nose, your body, using it in the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal and keeping it away from committing sins and acts of disobedience to Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal says to the family of Dawood, اعملوا آل داود شكرا. Work, O family of Dawood, with thanks. Work and striving to thank Allah Azza wa Jal. And it was narrated by Aisha radiallahu anha that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would stand for endless hours on the night. He used to stand in prayer for hours on hours. And then Aisha radiallahu anha, out of her love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she felt sorry for him. Why? Because he stood so long that his feet started to swell up. So she said to him, Ya Rasulallah, have mercy upon yourself. Yani, have mercy upon yourself and take it easy on yourself. Allah Azza wa Jal has forgiven you your sins, that which has gone and that is which to come. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, أَفَلَا أَكُونُ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Shall I not be a thankful slave, O Aisha? Be a thankful slave to Allah Azza wa Jal for all His blessings. And in a narration by one of the Salaf, he said, I entered upon Abu Hazim. Abu Hazim is one of the pious predecessors. He said to him, may Allah have mercy on you. What is the gratitude of the eyes? He said, if you see something good with them, you mention it. And if you see something bad with them, you conceal it. And he said, what is the gratitude of the ears? He said to him, if you hear something good with them, you remember it. And if you hear something bad with them, you forget it. So gratitude, the brothers, is of two degrees. One, which is obligatory, in doing, such as the actions, which is avoiding haram. Avoiding haram, staying away from sin. This is obligatory upon you. And this is the unlawful things. And then you've got the other level, which is doing extra actions in thanks to Allah Azza wa Jal. So a person must remember that Allah Azza wa Jal has given him his limbs, he's given him his hands and his legs and his eyes and his ears and his mouth and his nose, to praise Allah Azza wa Jal with them, to thank Allah Azza wa Jal and to worship Him with them, and to stay away from sin. So to give thanks through your limbs is by doing the acts of obedience and staying away from sin. That's how you thank Allah Azza wa Jal through your limbs. So finally, to summarize and revise, you give thanks to Allah Azza wa Jal through your tongue, through your heart, and this is a form of which is obligatory. You must return all the blessings to Allah Azza wa Jal and acknowledge that Allah Azza wa Jal is the one that bestowed these blessings upon you. And then you give thanks to Allah Azza wa Jal through your tongue, through continuous remembrance, for Allah, to Allah Azza wa Jal, continually remembering Him for the many blessings He has given you. And you can do this through many du'as which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us, and many adhkar during your day. And you can do this through voluntary adhkar. And finally, you do remembrance and thanks to Allah Azza wa Jal physically through your limbs. How? By doing that which Allah Azza wa Jal has ordained us to do, and staying away from that which Allah Azza wa Jal dislikes. And inshallah, if Allah gives us a life next week, we will continue with a new topic bi-idhnillah Azza wa Jal. Thank you very much for listening. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This program was presented by Al-Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.